This is the fourth and final day of confirmation hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The American Bar Association and other interest groups have witnesses testifying today.
Yesterday, Judge Jackson wrapped up two long days of questioning by senators, and we want to bring you some of the key exchanges that senators will weigh as they cast their votes in the coming weeks. Judge Jackson, who would become the first Black woman on the High Court, talked about the arc of history that she's witnessed in her lifetime.
My parents grew up in Florida under lawful segregation. And what that means is that when they were coming through middle school and high school, they were not allowed to go to school with white students. This is in the era before and right after the Brown versus the Board decision. There was lawful segregation in places in this country. And it was after that time that Dr. King made his famous comments that people mention about having a dream where people can be judged by the, not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And I then was born in 1970, and the contrast between my reality growing up in Florida and my parents' reality growing up in Florida, like night and day, in terms of the opportunities that were available to me that weren't available to Judge Motley, who is one of my role models in the law. And so what my being here, I think, is about, at some level, is about the progress that we've made in this country in a very short period of time, I would say.
And Democrat Cory Booker, one of only three Black senators, brought Judge Jackson and others to tears with his joy over her nomination.
I just look at you and I start getting full of emotion. I'm jogging this morning and I'm at the end of the block I live on. And I get terrified because I put my music on loud when I'm jogging, trying to block out the noise of the heart attack I'm having. And this woman comes up on me, practically tackles me, an African-American woman. And the look on her eyes, she just wanted to touch me because I think because I'm sitting so close to you and tell me what it meant to her to watch you sitting where you're sitting. And you did not get there because of some left-wing agenda. You didn't get here because of some dark money groups. You got here how every Black woman in America who's gotten anywhere has done, by being, like Ginger Rogers said, I did everything Fred Astaire did, but backwards in heels.
Several Republican senators with presidential hopes pushed unfounded accusations that Judge Jackson was too lenient in sentencing criminals in child pornography cases. Josh Hawley of Missouri asked about one case in particular.
You said that you've been through all of this. You've looked at all of the images. You're the one who's had to endure all of it. You gave him a 3-month sentence. I just wonder if you regret it or if you stand by it. I mean, do you stand by that sentence?
Senator, in every case, I followed what Congress authorized me to do in looking to the best of my ability at all of the various factors that apply, that constrain judges, that give us discretion, but also tell us how to sentence. And I ruled in every case based on all of the relevant factors.
So you don't regret it?
No one case, Senator, can stand in for a judge.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking if you regret this sentence in this case. And it sounds like the answer is no.
When his turn came, Ted Cruz of Texas repeatedly interrupted Judge Jackson as she explained her sentences. And that prompted this exchange with the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Democrat Dick Durbin.
Mr. Chairman, she may answer the question. I've asked her why she sentenced Stewart.
You're going over the time, Senator, by 2 minutes.
Why she?
And a half.
Because you've interrupted me for 2 minutes, Mr. Chairman. Will you allow her to answer the question, or do you not want the American people to hear why, with someone she described as an egregious?
You know, there comes a point, Senator, where you get a little bit.
Chairman Durbin, will you allow her to answer the question?
You won't allow her to answer.
I will happily allow her to. The question is
Senator,
why
thank you
sentenced
Chairman.
Stewart, an egregious child pornography possessor.
So,
to half of the amount requested by the prosecutor.
Please, Senator.
Now, all but one Republican signed a letter asking for pre-sentencing reports in Judge Jackson's child pornography cases. It's a request that Durbin criticized as unprecedented.
Judge Jackson did reveal during the hearing that if confirmed to the Supreme Court, she would recuse herself from a high-profile affirmative action case involving Harvard University because of her ties to Harvard. Jackson would become the first person on the court to have represented the indigent as a public defender, including terrorism suspects detained at the Guantanamo Bay prison.
Federal public defenders don't get to pick their clients. They have to represent whoever comes in, and it's a service. That's what you do as a federal public defender. You are standing up for the constitutional value of representation. And so I represented, as an appellate defender, some of those detainees. In the early days, the legal landscape was very uncertain. This had never happened before, not only the attack, but also the use of executive authority to detain people in this way. And there were a lot of questions that the court was asking. The Supreme Court had taken a series of cases to try to understand what are the limits of executive authority, which is important. All of our liberty is at stake if we don't get it right in terms of what the executive can do.
Judge Jackson did not spill out her personal views on abortion rights. When asked about her judicial philosophy, she said this.
I am not importing my personal views or policy preferences. The entire exercise is about trying to understand what those who created this policy or this law intended. I'm also looking at precedent, which is another constraint on judicial authority. I am looking at prior cases and trying to understand what other judges have said.
Judge Jackson is expected to win the vote of all 50 Senate Democrats and a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Kamala Harris. This morning, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the full Senate is on track to confirm her before its expected break for Easter on April 8th.